this affidavit of ballot system. So when we ran that referendum, we had it so that we had the registered voters would come in, they could vote through the machine, absentee ballots can send in absentee ballots, and then if you come in and you're not registered, but you have proof that you're over 18, you can do what's called an affidavit to ballot. And we then take those, the Board of Elections, who are inspectors there, look at the information, and then they take that affidavit to ballot. And that doesn't, they don't vote in the machine. That's set on the side. And they can be looked at to see if they are legitimate or make sure nobody's double voting, the same as we do with absentee ballots. So that is the law in the state of New York. I know that Ken Zabrowski's talked about changing that law. I would agree with him. I think that you should be a registered voter to vote in the elections. As you know or may not know, October 10th is the cutoff date for people to register for the general election in November. When in our resolution, we set a cutoff date for people to register to vote, and that was September 23rd. So what we did is we have allowed people to register all the way up to September 23rd. Anybody who registered up to that point, we then got from the Board of Elections the books for the updated registration to September 23rd, and anybody then that came in that had registered before September 23rd could vote and vote through the machine because they're now a registered voter. And so that's what we did, and we then sent and had affidavits to ballot made up and sent to all the polling places along with instructions to let people know that they could vote by absentee ballot and as they had in previous referendums, as it's the state law. And we sent out those to all the polling places. And that's how the vote takes place. One of the other issues that I'm going to be asking the state legislature to change as well is in the law in the state, it says that, one, that people don't have to be registered to vote in a referendum. I think they should. And number two, it says that all absentee ballots have to be in by 5 o'clock on the day of the election. I think that that should be that all affidavits of ballot should come in maybe a week after the election, as they do in a general election, because somebody may mail it in the day before the day of the election, and you need to give it time for it to get to the Board of Elections. So there are changes that we think that should be made. But the for you to say, Joseph, that the town clerk made a decision that people can vote this way is just absolutely patently untrue. And that type of misinformation does no one any good. And the town of Ramapo followed the state law on every issue. I know that you've been critical of me that I didn't allow poll watchers. I didn't allow or disallow poll watchers. It's not up to me. The state law doesn't have poll watchers for a referendum. I think that they should have poll watchers for a referendum. I think there should be a mechanism where the Board of Elections can have, you go, if you want to be a poll watcher, you go to the Board of Elections and you submit that. So I agree that there should be, but we follow the state law. And the only thing that the town board did in for the referendum, the town board, was to vote to have the election. Now, I know that you've been critical, and people I see on your website have been critical, that I picked this date and it should have been done on a primary or on the general election. Well, again, that's just a patently untrue. The judge said that we had to do it between 60 and 75 days from her order that said we were to have this referendum. And that would have been September 22nd to October 6th. And so we picked September 30th. We did it early on. We had a public meeting on that. People spoke. We set a date of September 23rd so people could continue to register. And by the way, over 1,000 people registered from the time we put that resolution out until September 23rd, and all of those people that did that were able to vote and in the regular manner through the machine. And we had their signature cards from the Board of Elections, everybody that registered up to the 23rd. And then, according to the law in the state of New York, anybody that's over 18 could vote as long as they are a U.S. citizen, if they've lived here for 30 days, and meet these guidelines. So they were able to vote that way. And so it was not myself and it was not Chris Sampson, and I wish that you would deter from giving out misinformation. This is Supervisor St. Lawrence. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
This is Rich from Chestnut Ridge.
How you doing, Rich?
All right, good. I just wanted to tell you, I've been listening to you on the computer up here in Connecticut, and, you know, I want to thank you for following up on Samuel Road.
Absolutely, Rich. I'm glad that you were able to hear and get us on the radio up or on the computer up in Connecticut. I had this conversation first thing at 8 o'clock in the morning on, let's see, it was... anything. No. I don't know where you, who you're listening to. I'm saying to you, we ran the election according to the state law. The state law says that you need to be over 18 and a resident of the town to vote in a referendum. I think that everybody should be registered to vote. We didn't change anything. We followed the state law in every aspect.
Oh, okay, then.
Okay.
You also, people ask for poll watchers, and you say no, poll watchers are not allowed because the state says so. The state does not say anywhere that poll watchers cannot be there.
Not only
did your choice to say that.
No.
Okay.
Once again, you're wrong. And I want to make this very clear. Judge Garvey ruled on this, and she said there will be no poll watchers. I didn't say there will be no poll watchers. All I did was quote that the rules that they have poll watchers are appointed by the heads of the Democrat and Republican Party when there's an election for candidates. Judge Garvey ruled before the election, there'll be no poll watchers because the state law doesn't have that mechanism set up for poll watchers. Thanks for your call, but people can continue to give out this misinformation and try to say, I did this or I did that, and you're just wrong. And so, Jack, you're wrong as well. We did what the judge told us to do. We set an election date according to the parameters that the judge gave us. We ran the election according to the laws of the state of New York. And by the way, we did everything we could to make it so that that nobody would be disenfranchised. We opened up every one of the 27 polling places so that everybody would be able to go to their regular polling place, so there would be no confusion by people as to where they should vote. We made those expenditures. We called up the Board of Elections and we asked them to give us the inspectors and two inspectors for every district. And we utilized the Board of Elections inspectors were there for two for each district. So in polling places, we may have had anywhere from 8 to 10 people, inspectors. And it is very clear that we did everything we could to get everybody to be able to come in and vote. And nobody has called my office to date and has said, I was denied the chance or the right to vote. Everybody was, we opened up the polls, we even extended the voting to 10 o'clock so that we could do everything that we could to enfranchise as many people that wanted to vote. And that's what we did. And we spent the money to open up every polling place so that people could go to their regular polling areas. And that's what we did. And we followed it along with state law. So, Jack, when you call up and say, I did this or I didn't, you're just wrong. And people can continue to say untruths, but the more you say them doesn't make them true. And Joseph is wrong when he says that Chris Sampson did this or that. We conducted the election. We utilized the Rockland County Board of Election. They gave us the people independent. They are the ones that will be counting these absentees and running the machines. The machines that are there under the auspices of the Rockland County Sheriff's Department, as they are at every election, and they will vote when it will be taking place, will be done there by the Board of Elections, and we'll go from there. And that's where we are. And but for people to say that we didn't do anything are wrong. And that's where we are. And one last thing on this people this thing in this about people calling out and saying they're a board of elections. We have gotten not one person that has said that they got such a call. So this hysteria over this is unfounded. Anybody who thinks that anything was done that wasn't proper should call up the district attorney, Tom Zugabe, and lodge their complaint and any charge that they may say. If they were denied to vote, if they say that they went to a polling place and they weren't allowed to vote, then or if they say that somebody did something that they think is wrong, or then they should go to the district attorney and lodge that complaint. But what the town board did, the town board took one action. We followed the Judge Garvey's instructions to have a referendum. We set the date. We expanded the time for people to register to vote. We expanded the polling hours. We opened up every polling place. We had We hired the Board of Elections workers, who, by the way, did a great job. You know, those inspectors were there for 16 hours all day long. They do a great job and a great service. We pay them, but they're not getting wealthy on the amounts that they make on that. And I commend them for the hours that they put in. And people came in and voted. And now we'll count the votes. Yes, Carrie.
Can I just ask a question just to clarify? For the unregistered voters, do you know what the procedure is? Did they have to show proof of residency? I think that was a general concern.
When someone came in for a affidavit to ballot, they would show their proof of their age to the Board of Elections inspector, and in many cases, they would have person fill out right there on the spot a registration card. They would make that available to them. Some filled them out and handed them in right there, and they would look at their driver's license, whatever proof, and document that on there. Or they would give them the registration, and they could take that home and mail it in at a future date. But they would take whatever backup they were utilizing, and that they would check that. Now, that will then have to be rechecked. You know, that each one of those will have to be rechecked to make sure before they're counted. But when this count takes place, only the people that were registered to vote, and that's why we increased the time of people being registered to vote to September 23rd, so that more people could register to vote, and only those people were able to vote in the machine. And those are what will be counted when we start the count, whenever Judge Garvey says, start the count, let's start the count. And I know that the county wants the count started right away, because they need to utilize these same machines for the next election in November. So that's where we are on the election. And the state law says that anybody over the age of 18, it's not something that Chris Sampson made up or I made up. As a matter of fact, years ago when there was the referendum on the funding of the stadium, we had people that came in and voted through affidavit of ballot and showed that they were over 18 and they lived in the town. Now, if Ken Zabrowski, one of our assemblymen, we have three assembly members in the town of Ramapo, we welcome that they would address this, because I think that the state law does not deal properly with the absentee ballots, and it also, I think that people should be registered to vote in order to vote. And it goes, there'd just be less confusion, but everything that the town did was according to the laws of the state of New York. And now we will start the count when Judge Garvey says to start the count. I want to thank everybody for calling. I want to thank Al Samuels for taking the time to call in. And I will speak to you again next week on this show, and we're glad to answer any of your questions. But right now, here is Bruce Springsteen, My Hometown. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
That big old Buick steer as we drove through town. Tassel my hair, say something.